right, Sun Jump, the two is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 11th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 330, Byzantium was renamed Nova Roma or New Rome during a dedication ceremony following its rebuild after being besieged by Roman forces and suffering extensive damage in 196 AD. The Nova Roma name didn't stick, however, and the city became known as Constantinople after the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great. From the mid-5th century to early 13th century, Constantinople was the largest and wealthiest city in Europe until it was besieged again by the armies of the Fourth Crusade. On May 11th in 868, a copy of the Diamond Sutra was printed in China, making it the oldest known dated printed book. Christopher Columbus departed Cadiz on his fourth and final voyage to the Americas on today's date in 1502. 1813, William Lawson, Gregory Blaxland, and William Wentworth led an expedition to cross the Blue Mountains west of Sydney on today's date. Their route opened up inland Australia for continued expansion throughout the 19th century. Future Tsar Nicholas II of Imperial Russia suffered a critical head injury during a sword attack by a Japanese policeman by the name of Tsuda Sanso on today's date in 1891 in what is known as the Otsu Incident. 1945, off the coast of Okinawa, the aircraft carrier USS Bunker Hill was hit by two kamikazes, killing 346 members of its crew as part of World War II. 1982, the High Court of Australia upheld the Racial Discrimination Act in the case of Kawata versus Bjelke Petersen, a case that came about when Indigenous Wik Nation man John Kawata attempted to buy a cattle station that covered much of the Wik Nation's traditional land with a number of other stockmen. The sale was blocked by the famously corrupt and generally awful Premier of Queensland, John Bjelke Petersen, because he did not believe that Aboriginal people should be able to acquire large areas of land, a view that was reflected in official cabinet policy. Although the case was won by Kawata, meaning he could buy the land, Bjelke Petersen, being human garbage, declared the land a national park, meaning it could never be owned. This was eventually righted in 2010 by Premier Anna Bligh, with 75,000 hectares given over to the Wik-Mungarra peoples. Rosemary Fillet became the first Chief Minister of the Australian Capital Territory and the first female leader of any state or territory in Australia on today's date in 1989. Good on you, Rosemary. And finally, in 1997, Deep Blue, the chess-playing supercomputer, defeated Garry Kasparov in the last game of their rematch, becoming the first computer to ever beat a world champion chess player in the classic chess match format. Obviously, not great news, probably the rise of Skynet right there in 1997.
Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream?
Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. American songwriter Irving Berlin was born on today's date in 1888. Salvador Dali in 1904. Physicist Richard Feynman in 1918. Corey Monteith of Glee fame, born on today's date in 1981, died far too young, only 31 years old. Actress Jaden Wong, Happy Quinn on Scorpion is 33. Happy birthday, Jaden. And Black China, I don't know, she's got something to do with the Kardashians. I don't know what the relationship actually is, but I do know she's 30 today, so there is that. Some famous musos for us as well. Butch Trucks, founding member and drummer for the Allman Brothers Band. Born today's date in 1947, passed only last year. Christoph Schreiber of Rammstein is 52. Holly Valance is 35. Well, we are going out on this one this morning.
In the other, a glass.
This one going out to Eric Badon, lead singer for The Animals and War in their earlier days, the band War. 77 this morning, terrific singer. Fun fact about War, if you can call it that, the last public performance of the great Jimi Hendrix was alongside War during the second set of their Ronnie Scott's Club show in London on September 18th in 1970. The next day, Jimmy, of course, passed. We're going out on one of War's earlier hits, featuring Eric Bodong. This is Spill the Wine on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3.